USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House issued new guidance to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Wednesday, instructing them to refrain from deporting immigrants who were the victims of a crime. In a statement, Acting ICE Director Ty Johnson said the move was made to encourage immigrants living illegally in the country to contact law enforcement to assist in criminal investigations. The policy change is part of a continuing policy from the Biden administration for the agency to prioritize who it arrests and deports. In February, agents were directed to focus efforts on arresting recent border crossers and those deemed threats to national security. And the FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the CDC. About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised and may have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.